The Syracuse chapter of the NAACP has concerns about the potential appointment of Onondaga County Controller Bob Antonacci as a U.S. attorney. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
Much of the concern from the NAACP goes back almost 2 years, according to President Linda Brown Robinson. That's when three minority-owned contractors that work with Onondaga County sued Antonacci, accusing him of harassment. That lawsuit is still in the courts. Antonacci is attempting to get it thrown out. Robinson says it's one of the reasons the NAACP recently sent letters to Senators Charles Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, contending that Antonacci in the U.S. Attorney's Office would send a clear message to the minority community that political connection and gross intolerance take priority over civil and economic rights. So far, Robinson has heard nothing back.
This letter, while it might not make a difference, and we sure hope it does, we had to do it. There was no ifs, ands, buts, or maybes about it. We had to do it. Whether it makes a difference or not, we have to take a stance.
Brown also suggests that Antonacci's job as a controller doesn't qualify him for the U.S. attorney position. And overall, she says the lack of minorities in the Trump cabinet is also a point of concern for the local NAACP. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.